Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Hello and welcome to the Mix07 Buzzcast, a series of podcasts with the speakers and staff that are bringing you this year's edition of the 72-hour conversation known as Mix, Microsoft's annual gathering of web designers, developers, and business decision makers who make their living on the forefront of the consumer web. All right, today on the Buzzcast, I'm joined by Dennis Hurst, who is a security engineer at Spy Dynamics. How are you doing today, Dennis?
Doing great, thank you.
So I understand you're going to be participating in a panel discussion at Mix07?
Yes, we'll be talking about Ajax security specifically.
That sounds interesting. Everybody's obviously got an interest in security. What kind of things are you going to be talking about?
A lot of the things I really want to talk about is some the real-world implications of Ajax security. There's a lot of hype out there, especially in the security community, making sort of vague statements about what's secure or what's not secure about Ajax and where it's good to use it and where it's not. And really, hopefully, I'll be able to bring and point out that there are a lot of real-world vulnerabilities, things like cross-site scripting and cross-site request forgery, that lead to Ajax-based vulnerabilities. And good, solid coding technique can be used to make these applications secure. And hopefully just sort of dispel some of the hype that's going around. I think the security community may have done a disservice there in making this blanket statement about Ajax and its security versus its insecurity.
There's a lot of FUD going on out there?
There really is. And a lot of it's, a lot of it's sort of vague statements, that there may be some security issue with an Atlas framework. And really, it seems like a great framework. There's been no, big issues coming out. It's really been implementation where people were coding things and just made a good old-fashioned mistake. Maybe because Ajax is new and they just didn't understand the implication of an action they took. So really hopefully focusing people on coding securely and secure coding practices, like we've talked about with web applications for years, but now really it's a lot of the same mistakes just showing up in a new environment and really sort of showing people how these old mistakes that we've made for years are hurting us when we go to Ajax-based systems.
Right. Before coming to Microsoft a couple of years ago, almost 3 years ago, I was leading a team that was building something. We weren't calling it Ajax in those days, but there's all of these sort of invisible, iframes and streams going back and forth to the server that you have to think of as just as security prone or as security, be as security conscious about them as you are as your main page, right?
I mean, absolutely. It's still, as fancy as Ajax is, which I think it's a great thing. Under the covers, it's still old-fashioned HTTP that we've been dealing with for years. So, same issues that we've dealt with for years, just now it's got sort of a pretty new face on top of it. And I think anytime you've got something new, people, the first stage of something when something is new, you're just kind of happy it compiled. And then really, once you get into understanding it, that's when you can make it secure. So I think we're sort of on that leading edge of people maybe not understanding the frameworks like they should, and just kind of making some mistakes that we've made for years, really.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. So in terms of the kind of things you're going to be talking about, do you think that that who's going to get the most out of it, designers or developers or business guys, or do you think all three really need to be paying attention to security this way?
I think all three can be. What my concern, and I think why all three would get it, is that if you just listen to the hype out there in the security community, a business person, for example, could walk away feeling like, wow, we shouldn't be using Ajax at all, which that can actually cost you money because some of the Ajax frameworks help you do things more efficiently if you're going to build a modern website. So I would hate for a business person to write off a whole technology because of something, an innuendo about a security issue. At the same time, a developer needs to understand that these issues that we've been dealing with for years can bite them in Ajax just as bad, if not faster. So it's I think it's a pretty broad audience, and I think the whole panel is going to be a good group to get a lot of different points of view.
All right, that sounds good. So you have any one piece of specific advice you want to give people that to convince them they should hear the rest of what you have to say at your session?
I think getting a sort of clearing the fog away from what some of these Ajax vulnerabilities are, and getting away from talking about exploits, people talk about like the Google exploits and things like that, getting away from that and talking more about what are the real vulnerabilities and how can you deal with them? How can you write Ajax code and be secure and feel comfortable that this is going to be a good, stable, secure system? And sort of, cutting out all the hype, I think that's going to be a big theme of hopefully what I can bring to it.
Awesome. Well, it sounds really great.
All right, well, I'll see you in Vegas.
Great. Look forward to seeing you there.
And that's it for this edition of the Buzzcast leading up to Mix 07, April 30th through May 2nd at the beautiful Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas. Surf on over to visitmix.com to register. You don't want to miss it. This is Michael Lehman saying, I'll see you in Las Vegas.